From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S.-made products are apparently selling well overseas, the Commerce Department reports today. Exports in October reached their highest level in more than 2 years. That helped shrink the trade deficit to $38.7 billion, more than 13% below September's deficit. U.S. retailers hoping for a good holiday shopping season are getting encouragement from a new survey showing Americans are feeling better about the economy. NPR's Giles Snyder reports consumer sentiment is up more than expected so far this month.
The closely watched survey from Thomson Reuters and the University of Michigan shows consumers are more upbeat about the economy than they've been in 6 months. The preliminary index for consumer sentiment for December came in at 74.2, the best level since June. Economists had expected it to be weaker than that. A possible compromise on the Bush-era tax cuts apparently didn't have much impact because it came after the survey was completed. But in a statement, the survey's director says there was widespread expectation among consumers that the cuts will be extended. This latest survey is a favorable sign for retailers because it could be an indication that Americans are ready to open their wallets a bit more this holiday season. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A standing ovation for an empty chair today at a Nobel Prize ceremony in Oslo, Norway, for Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo. He remains behind bars in China, where he is serving an 11-year sentence for subversion. Nobel Committee Chairman Tor Bjørn Jagland called on China to release Liu.
Liu has only exercised his civil rights. He has not done anything wrong. He must be released.
Liu's wife was also barred from attending the ceremony. The Pan American Health Organization is considering launching a crash campaign to vaccinate people against cholera in Haiti. More on this from NPR's Richard Knox.
There are two effective oral vaccines against cholera. They cost between $1 and $6 a dose to manufacture. But until now, PAHO and other health leaders have said vaccination wasn't feasible. That's changing. Dr. John Andrus of PAHO says it's because the organization discovered that manufacturers have more than 1 million doses of vaccine on hand, far more than previously thought. Andrus says another factor is that cholera is now firmly established in Haiti.
Cholera has a foothold. It will continue to circulate and cause disease for probably several years to come. Certainly there's a role for a vaccine in that situation.
Haiti's neighbor, the Dominican Republic, would be one target for a vaccination campaign. Cholera is beginning to spread there.
PR. Christian families continue to leave Iraq after the Catholic cathedral in Baghdad was attacked by Islamist militants, which left 58 people dead, including two priests. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from the Iraqi capital.
Christians attended a prayer vigil at the Baghdad Cathedral to mark 40 days since al-Qaeda militants carried out the deadly siege and undermined the community's faith that the government can protect them. 40 Christian families have recently left Basra, the southern port city, according to immigration officials. Some moved to northern Iraq, invited by the Kurdish regional government. More leave the country, double the number of Christian exiles compared to a year ago. Jamal Arafat with the UN Refugee Agency in Amman, Jordan, says Christians are joining other Iraqis seeking refugee status.
They are facing specific threats, targeted assassinations. We're seeing the use of silencers, for example, in assassinations. So people continue to arrive and to seek shelter in Syria and Jordan.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
British police say 34 people are being detained in connection with yesterday's rare demonstrations in London against a move to hike tuition fees. Authorities have not said if any of the arrests were linked to an attack on Prince Charles' vehicle. Neither he nor his wife Camilla were hurt, but it raised fresh concerns about the nature of security around the royal couple. President Obama is predicting Congress will pass the tax cut compromise he struck with congressional Republicans this week, despite protests from fellow Democrats. In an interview with NPR, the president suggested it was possible that the Democratic-led Congress will make some changes in the plan that the GOP can live with. This is NPR News.